News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Monday. Good morning. Brady Bowman with you on this edition of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we got a great show for you to start things out, to start your week out. A little later, we'll have Melanie Martin. She's a pastor of community care for First United Methodist Church. We're going to talk about the Global Leadership Summit that will be held in Manhattan in the early parts of August. But right now in studio, I have Dr. Beth Davis. She's the KSU department head and professor at Equine Internal Medicine. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady. Great to be here.
What happened to, I'll just start off with a little bit of an off-topic question in a way, but what happened this weekend? We're at Monday already?
Time flies.
What happened? It just feels like the weekend was just a blink of an eye, and here we are. But you know what? I'm excited because we're going to talk horses. We're going to talk about caring for your horses. And Beth, as I talked a little bit before we went on air, I got a little bit of a horse background myself. I love horses. I think they're the coolest animal out there because they're so tied in with not just human civilization, but it's a very Americana thing, I think, when it comes to horses and horsemanship. And I'm excited about the topics we got today.
Yeah, well, I'm thrilled to be here, and it's really exciting. And horses are so important, especially here in Kansas. They're used for work purposes on the ranch, but also for pleasure, for, you know, going out for a ride or going to an event. And it's hard to talk about them without thinking about the weather, because they do live outside, they work outside. And as we just heard, it's going to be a brutal week. And so we have to think about kind of preventative strategies to help keep them healthy so that hopefully we don't have problems. And when we have problems, sometimes those are things like gastrointestinal disturbances, colic signs, and then we're not able to use them for what we want to use them for. So when we think about how we keep them healthy, I think it's really important to think about what we're going to be doing with them so that we can plan accordingly.
Horses get hot too, right?
Horses get hot, they do. And thinking about, just like you and I, and thinking about our small animal friends, making sure that we keep them well hydrated. So making sure we have plenty of water available, making sure that we try to keep them pretty consistent on their exercise, on their diet. I mean, honestly, the best and safest place for a horse to be is outside in a pasture, moving around, eating grass and drinking lots of water. So when we have to make changes from that sort of routine, we just need to think and plan accordingly so that we have water with us, bring their hay that they're used to along with them, and not overdo it on any sort of concentrate, because sometimes that can be hard on them.
Brady Bowman here with Dr. Beth Davis, KSU Department Head and Professor at Equine Internal Medicine. Do want to remind folks, phone lines are open. This would be a great time, especially if you are a horse owner or just a fan of horses and you got some questions. This is the person to contact, 75-537-1350, if you want to call in with those questions or comments. And Dr. Davis, I guess when we're looking at this heat that we're going to be going through this week, number one thing, if folks have some horses out there, what's step one, I guess?
Yeah, step one is, again, just to make sure that we have plenty of water available, and if they seem like they're getting overheated, that they're sweating, they're breathing pretty hard, to go ahead and back off on them, maybe even hose them down, try to cool them off. But as long as they're used to exercise and they're well-conditioned and you keep them hydrated and keep them in a regular routine, they should be able to handle it pretty well. But we don't want to make abrupt changes as far as diet or exercise, anything like that. And I think it's also important to think about what other animals we might have around. We also, on the small animal side of things at this time of year, unfortunately, sometimes have some of our small animal patients that present to the hospital for heat-related issues. Being really careful, this is probably not the time of year that we want to be thinking about having small animals in the car unless absolutely necessary, say taking them from point A to point B. And if they are, making sure the air conditioner is on. Do not leave them in a vehicle. Especially on mornings like this when it's real humid, they're going to have troubles too.
Not the time to be taking your pets around when you're doing your errands and all your shopping in
exactly.
One day.
Exactly. Even yeah. though they wag their tail and they sure. seem like they really want to go, we have to be careful and we have to plan for both the large and the small animals in our lives.
When it comes to the large animals, because we've had Dr. Sue Nelson was on here on In Focus pretty recently, probably a few weeks ago, talking about small animals, dogs and cats, when it comes to heat-related issues. Mm-hmm. When it comes to some of those signs of noticing when there might be something up or there might be attention needed, some medical attention needed, or just making sure you're getting some water to them, is it the same sort of symptoms and signs for a large animal like it is for a smaller animal?
Sure. So things to look for are how does the horse seem? So bright and alert versus a little bit lethargic or dull. We actually like to make sure that their gastrointestinal tract is working real well. So not to be too graphic, but making sure that they have plenty of water going in and plenty of feces that are coming out and that they're nice and moist. If we notice that maybe they're not sweating actually as much as they normally do, that can be a little bit concerning. They should sweat, especially when it's warm outside. And horses can experience a condition called anhydrosis, where after extreme heat and exercise in that heat, sometimes they stop sweating properly. And that's a condition where we really get concerned. One of the ways we know that a horse might be suffering from anhydrosis is that they start breathing very rapidly. So they're actually starting to act a little bit like a dog that is panting to try to cool off, and they are trying to breathe real hard to thermoregulate. So if we notice that they're a little quiet, they're breathing hard, they're not sweating properly, that's an example of a condition where we probably need to seek veterinary attention right away.
And especially with horses, you probably do need to just pay attention just a little bit more. Like, dogs are always just, you know, very expressive. As you said, they're wagging their tail. They kind of let you know how they're feeling pretty easily. Cats, we don't know what cats are thinking most of the time. But with horses, it's you do need to pay attention a little bit more. When you start noticing those cues, is it also in the ears and just kind of the way they're holding their head and that sort of thing?
So, yeah, I mean, their demeanor. For people that have horses and work with horses, and as you mentioned, you used to judge horses, you can tell when they're acting like themselves or they're not. And so if you notice some changes where they're quieter, they're a little bit dull in their eye, sure, that they're not just as alert as you would expect. You want to be a little bit cautious there.
And appreciate you mentioning the judging repertoire. Just going over that before we went on air, a little bit of my horse background. As a lot of our listeners know, I have a little bit of a horse background myself and bucked off in every arena in Cali County, a distinction I believe I still hold, by the way. I'll have to go back and check. Next time I'm back home, make sure nobody's broken my record. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Dr. Beth Davis, KSU Department Head, and Professor Equine Internal Medicine. More coming up on the other side. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers.